Hi, good afternoon. This is Rodney from Family First.
Rodney, how are you? This is Charmaine Boyer, Bernadette Noel's caretaker.
All right, how are you doing today, ma'am?
Okay. I just got an email from Arlita Moody about open enrollment, and I believe they told me this is the time I could get rid of my benefits, like I don't need them anymore. So can someone tell me how to go about this? Because the number that she has attached to her email, it's not her correct number.
Does it
It's
show
like
you that
disconnected or something.
the last digits of the number end on 7103 by any chance?
7103? No.
7103.
This says 7403. On her email, it
Seven
says
four zero
7403.
three. Okay. All right. So I'm gonna give you the number of her, I mean, of one of her supervisors, Tamidi. Okay. She will assist you on this matter. It's actually the same number, but you just fit in finishing different. Like 05 are the last two digits. Seven, I mean 267551 seven 405.
7405. Okay. And could you answer one more question for me, Bradley? I don't know if you can or
Sure.
not, but when you had texted me about the about my aunt needing some documentation or whatever about her being reinstated or whatever, her services ending, can you give me a date as to when they told you?
Yeah, it says that
When
the
they
waiver
notified the
ends.
job?
Oh,
Go ahead.
okay. Let me. The waiver is ending November the 15th. November the 15th, and it was reflected. Let me tell you. It was reflected on our system that we were notified on the 3rd of this month.
On the 3rd of November.
That's right. That I sent you the text about it last time.
And have you received anything?
Right
Have you
now,
received anything?
nothing actually. I literally had our my administrator like tell me like, hey, please keep in mind that it's until the 15th until we have the waiver reinstated. So we were fixed, but yeah, still mostly looks, I mean, everything looks the same on our end.
So when he says until they have it reinstated, who's supposed to reinstate it? Once I submitted the document to DHS and to welfare, what happens from that point?
I mean, I would advise you to try to start pushing on the County Assistance Office for them to fix this. Normally, it's because they don't have an updated thing, or maybe they are taking too long to update it. Because if you guys already did, it should not be even. I see the date here in the system as well. So like, it's not in our control. It's something that they only manage that we are able to see. So try to push on them and keep calling them to see, hey, the agency is telling us that still hasn't been resolved. Do you need anything else? Is everything that we submitted good? So
Yeah,
something like that.
I did talk to them and they told me everything was submitted and they said it was a process or something. So I was just wondering if you had anything on your end yet.
Still, I don't. So, I mean, if I hear something back, I mean, from today until the 15th, I let you know. Even though afterwards, I would let you know for sure, because mostly the interest of the agency is for you guys to keep, I mean, keep having the services. Because also, I mean, this is a company, so like, it will be good for you to have you guys on track. So like, yeah, I'll let you know if I hear an update from my side. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Charmaine. Anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, have a good one. Take care.
You too, bye-bye.